Good morning. Welcome to A Taste of Torah Today, a story for Shabbat. Our story takes us to France, where Rabbi Hershey Druckmann is a rabbi in a small French city south of Paris. It's Friday afternoon, shortly before Shabbat. He is rushing. He's running from store to store on his motorcycle. Perhaps it's not very common over here to see the rabbi on a motorcycle, but in larger cities, especially in Europe with a lot of traffic and smaller streets, it is not that uncommon. And he's doing some last-minute mitzvot and visitations before the Holy Day begins, trying to rush back to his family to light the Shabbat candles when it begins to rain very badly outside. And he's going down the road, and suddenly as he turns, he sees a sports car going directly towards him. He has to make a snap decision right away. Does he brake right away and likely skid, or does he keep on going? He feels there's no alternative. He brakes. And before you know it, he skids and is thrown off his motorcycle, lands with a thud on the wet pavement. He checks his body. It hurts, but thankfully he's conscious. He doesn't seem to be seriously wounded, and yet he is frozen. He does not have the strength to stand up. He's still in the middle of the street. And miraculously, there is a car that stops in front of him, blocking all the traffic, so he does not get further hurt. And suddenly another lady jumps out of her car, rushes up to him, and as his angel helps him to his feet, brings him to the side of the road. And she asks him, "Are you all right?" He says, "I think I am." And as he takes off his helmet, and he clearly has a kippah and a beard, she says in Hebrew, "I didn't realize that you're Jewish." Certainly not expecting a rabbi to be on the motorcycle. She introduces herself as Madame Katzia Dahan. She says she lives nearby, certainly did not expect to see a Jew. And it seemed that, despite the fact that he was in such a rough situation, she wanted to chat. He's incredibly thankful, but tells her softly that he can't stay too long now because he has to rush back. It's almost Shabbat. To which she says, "Tonight is Shabbat? I had no idea." And he says, "Of course, you know, if you want to catch up, you can come to my house for Shabbat dinner." And she shrugs and she says, "I don't think this week is good." And they go on their way. But he first gives her his phone number. And no, she didn't come that week or the next week or the week afterwards. And months passed. But suddenly one time she calls and she says, "You're the rabbi that I met that time." He says, "Yes." She says, "I still would like to get together." And he says, "It's Wednesday. Would you like to come this Shabbos to my house for Shabbat dinner?" She said she would love to. And she's there Friday night, sitting around the table. There's a number of guests there as well, other guests. And the rabbi introduces her as the angel that helped him on that scary day. She says, "Rabbi, maybe you have it the other way around. Maybe, just maybe, you are my angel." And she goes on and emotionally tells everyone at the table her story. She says she grew up in a fairly traditional Jewish family in the land of Israel, but sadly, over the years, various arguments happened, and she lost communication with her family. She's in her 40s, living alone in France, and sadly, her Judaism also fell by the wayside, not having a community to be part of, not yet having a family. And this went on, unfortunately, for many years, until a few years ago, she said, where suddenly I had an awakening. I needed to reconnect with my people, with my history, with my heritage. And she says she took on a job in the main Jewish area of Paris in a shoe store, hoping to interact more with Jews. And she said something bothered her. Every Friday, people would wish each other Shabbat Shalom. Every Monday, people would talk about what they did that last Shabbat. And she was ignored. She never got invitations. She was never asked how her Shabbat went. And as the weeks went by, she became angry at her Judaism, angry at the people around her. And every Friday night, she would get reminders of what she was not doing until she decided if she's not going to be at someone else's house or at a synagogue on Friday night because she had no Jewish friends or community encouraging her and welcoming her, she was going to find stimulation and inspiration elsewhere. She loved to sing, and she signed up to sing in a church choir that was looking for additional members. And that was the way she would go on and spend every Friday night away from her heritage and singing at a local church. until this Friday afternoon when she was rushing down and she noticed the motorcycle and she noticed the rabbi and she helped him. And at that moment, he was the first person to tell her warmly, "Would you like to come to my house for Shabbat?" And although on that day she did not have the courage to answer, she was so shocked. As the months went by, she built up the courage and she ended up at his Friday night table. Not just that week, but the next week and the next week. And today she is an active member of the Jewish community, reunited with her heritage, all a result of a fateful accident one Friday afternoon. There are so many stories like this that highlight the idea that ultimately God is our GPS. Hashem takes us where we need to go, puts in front of us the mitzvah opportunities that are there for the grabbing, puts us in touch with the people to whom our neshamas are supposed to connect to. But we need to make sure that our eyes and our ears are open to Hashem's guiding hand to see the divine providence all around us. Have a good Shabbos.
שפתי תפתח ופי יגיד תהילתך.